Right now, though, the people of Nauru have been in an ongoing hot-button issue for years with no end in sight. It's a really serious issue. We've seen the reports of kids on Nauru becoming ill, even suicidal, suffering from extreme stress. We saw the other week one boy refusing to eat for nearly 2 weeks. 12 years old. That is a year six student here in New South Wales. 12. Other reports saying several other kids who have resignation syndrome were so overwhelmed that they became catatonic. It's just horrific. A new campaign has been launched by World Vision and a bunch of other not-for-profits, though, to get all the kids off Nauru and resettle in Australia or other countries by Universal Children's Day, which leaves them 77 days left from today. Here to talk to us a little bit more about this is Susan Anderson. She's the head of World Vision Australia's policy and advocacy. Susan, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good morning.
So for those who might not have heard of this campaign until now, could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, we've got a collection of organisations who have decided that enough is enough and have come together to form a campaign called Kids Off Nauru, where we're calling on the Australian Parliament to get the children off Nauru by Universal Children's Day, which is the 20th of November this year. And these agencies represent humanitarian and development organisations like World Vision, refugee and asylum seeker specialist organisations, and organisations who put children at the heart and centre of their business. And we're so concerned that these children are languishing on Nauru that we feel like our united voice at this time is critical.
And have we seen a response from the government or their officials so far?
So far, we have not seen a response in terms of a shift in policy. We have certainly seen a change in an understanding with the public who didn't really know that there were still a lot of children on Nauru. We have a government who has been saying that no children are in detention in Nauru. However, being trapped on an island for the first 5 years of your life is certainly something that we feel is detention and is preventing children from living full lives. And we wanted to make sure that the Australian public knew more about that, knew more about the situation that these children were in and the consequences, the trauma that these children are experiencing by being trapped on Nauru. And that's our first step, to really put a spotlight on this issue so that we can break the rhetoric of the fact that there are no children in detention.
And you do hear some horrific stories that come out. I mean, whilst Canberra was off imploding, we saw there was the story of the 12-year-old boy who'd been on a hunger strike. We had a 12-year-old girl who had tried to set herself alight. And that's kind of just been the latest in a string of really horrific stories. How many more situations like this are we going to see?
Well, I think this is the alarm bells that are ringing. And, you know, the last thing, the absolute last thing that any of the people like World Vision and the Council for Refugees, et cetera, want to see is a child die. And, you know, this is where we're heading. There have been many, many instances where there have been requests for overseas medical transfers of children, and the advocates have had to fight, you know, really hard and even up against the federal court to get orders to have these children transferred to Australia for treatment. And, you know, you can basically look at a calendar of one or two of these every month since February at least. So, you know, this is an ongoing problem, and all we are seeing is an escalating trauma, mental health, physical health trauma to these children that has to stop. These children are there on Australia's watch, and they are not being cared for the way we care for our children here in Australia.
So if the government decides not to let the children in, God forbid, what other options are available to them?
Well, this is the larger question of how long are these families staying in detention. We seem to have an indefinite detention process going on, whereas the public's been told these are offshore processing centres, but there's not a lot of processing going on. The US government have taken around 150 refugees and had promised to take a few thousand, and that process seems to be very slow and very selective. And at the moment, there's no other option on the table. Cambodia was one of the options, but that's been quite a policy failure, having only seen one successful refugee family go to Cambodia at the cost of something like $50,000. The New Zealand government have offered to take 150 people to New Zealand, but the Australian government has declined that offer. So I guess what we're seeing is very little solution. And, you know, that's not good enough. There needs to be a solution. And it seems like the right solution, the moral solution, is to bring these families and these children to Australia.
And just before I do let you go, Susan, I don't want to be a downer, but, you know, historically it seems like the government hasn't really been super supportive of taking people off these offshore islands. We've got a new Prime Minister who hasn't exactly been champing at the bit to close the camps down. How positive are you that this is this campaign's going to really have an impact?
Oh, we are very positive. This is a time of reflection, I think, for the government in terms of their policies aren't washing with the Australian public. The Australian public don't like the fact that there are children languishing on these islands. We have a number of other political leaders who are now standing up and shining a light on this issue as well, including the Greens. And yesterday, Anthony Albanese from Labor said these families cannot remain in indefinite detention. So we think there is a lot of pressure and that the government needs to do the right thing, or, you know, they'll hear further from the public and from advocates like ourselves constantly about this issue.
Well, Susan, it's a really important issue. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
That was Susan Anderson. She's the head of World Vision Australia's Policy and Advocacy, chatting with us this morning about the campaign that's kicked off to get the kids off Nauru by International Children's Day. It's happening the 20th of November. 77 days from today, we shall see how it plays out.